MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The U.S. Forest Service has proposed a rule change to clarify how it classifies leases for certain properties on National Forest System land and has opened a 30-day public comment period. The update aims to better align the agency's leasing practices with private real estate standards, making it easier to advance projects. To review the proposed rule or submit comments, visit the Federal Register at federalregister.gov/public-inspection/2026-08937/administrative-site-leases. That link will be available on the news portion of our website. Big changes are underway at Roswell International Air Center, where upgrades to improve safety and expand capacity have been completed ahead of this fall's National Championship Air Races and Air Show. A $4.5 million extension of Taxiway C was finished in just 4 months, boosting the airport's ability to handle increased traffic during the event. Additional improvements included pavement repairs, flood damage mitigation, debris removal, and new infrastructure to support wildfire response operations. More taxiway and electrical system upgrades are planned for 2026. Organized by the Reno Air Racing Association, the air races are among the nation's most recognized aviation events, featuring high-speed aircraft competitions, aerobatic performances, and military flight demonstrations. The event runs September 16th through the 20th, and tickets are available online at airrace.org/tickets. New Mexico is investing $1.6 million in projects statewide to expand access to fresh food, strengthen agricultural supply chains, and support rural and tribal communities. The funding, awarded through the state's Healthy Food Financing Fund, will support initiatives such as rural grocery upgrades, mobile food delivery programs, and food hubs. Officials say the effort is designed to improve food access while strengthening connections between local producers and markets. Grants ranging from $20,000 to $150,000 were awarded to farms, nonprofit organizations, and small businesses across the state. State leaders say the initiative is part of a broader strategy to build a more resilient, locally driven food system. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.